Make us a favorite button on your browser.
If you click it, you'll go to that page.
TalkZone.com, your first choice for talk on the Internet.
Pro Football Weekly and Basketball News
is back, and we are back with another special guest this week. The outstanding columnist from the Memphis Commercial Appeal, Jeff Calkins, is good enough to join us. And, Jeff, we want to talk to you a little bit about the Memphis Grizzlies, kind of in no man's land with that fifth pick in the NBA draft. But first, I have to ask you, I have followed your work, very, very impressed, and I saw a story somewhere that you weren't always a sports writer, that you actually, I guess, were practicing law and then chose sports over the law?
Yeah, that's correct. I was a practicing lawyer, went to Harvard Law School, clerked for a judge for a year, and practiced for two, and found myself to be absolutely miserable, dragging myself through work hour by hour, and I just turned 30, and I said, this is going to be crazy. I can't spend my life doing this. So I went back, and I tried another course, and I'm thrilled. Absolutely thrilled with what I'm doing now as opposed to what I was doing then.
Well, Jeff, Wilkie and I are sitting here as a couple of your peers kind of laughing because you got to love somebody who chose love over money. But I got to believe the Memphis Grizzlies have been a little tough to love the last couple of years, haven't they?
You know, a train wreck is its own sort of entertainment, I hate to say it. It has been a complete debacle. And I think probably if you want to trace it back to the Christian Laettner, Brian Davis, charade that Mike Heisley took this city through when he said that Christian Laettner and Mike Davis were going to buy the team. And indeed, Christian Laettner came here, watched practice, and announced that he was going to suit up. They hadn't even arranged, they hadn't even bought the team yet. And Laettner said he was going to play. He's going to be the first player owner in the league history. And ever since then, it has been a just unmitigated disaster. And right now it's hard to see the way out for this team. To watch Powell, even though he's been diminished in the series, but to watch Powell on the national stage and people chortling about the giveaway rubs salt in the wound for the entire community, really.
Well, and Jimmy, I know that you've been not any longer through the Lakers, but at one point close with Jerry West, and there was that one blip on the radar. Jimmy, when Jerry went to Memphis and mainly with Pau Gasol and of course got Hubie Brown out of the broadcast booth, it looked like things were going right and then it all blew up again from the coaching side. Jim, what happened there?
Well, I think Pau, if my memory serves me correctly, he broke a foot in the World Championship games, and last year, they just didn't get off, to a good start, and, they haven't got off to a good start the last couple of years, unfortunately, but there was a time when they thought their history and their future was going to be bright. We've got a saying, we say everything turns on a trifle, and the trifle at this point in time was his broken foot, and I think the inability of the team to actually find itself after they dismissed he retired. They kind of fell into an abyss.
Jeff, certainly this is a team, too, that has had its share of bad luck in the lottery. Looking back last year, maybe things didn't work out the way they'd have liked. And certainly this year, to be stuck at number five in this draft when it seems like certainly there are two sure things at the top at Derrick Rose and Michael Beasley. And even at number three, if you believe that O.J. Mayo can take his game to the next level in the pros, that still leaves them at number five in a draft that I don't think is particularly all that deep. Which way do you see them going?
Well, you're exactly right about the cruelty of it all. And indeed, not only are they getting, I don't know that shafted is the right word. I mean, last year they were the worst team, had the best shot at Greg Oden, and fell to four. And not only that, they are every year falling beyond reach of the consolation prize. I think last year the consolation prize, if you missed out on one of the top two, the consolation prize was Al Horford, who turned out to be, who's going to be a real good NBA player for a lot of years, I think. This year it seems like people think the consolation prize is O.J. Mayo if you're not getting one of the first two. And again, I think the growing consensus is that he probably will not slide to five. And so then you have the Grizzlies picking from, Eric Gordon. They had Kevin Love in to work out. They're going to have the kid from LSU, Randolph, in to work out. And I think Gallinari. They can't get him to come here and work out, but they're going to see him when they're in LA over this weekend. And so I think probably you're looking at Gordon, Randolph, Love, and my sense is they are not wild about Gordon for whatever reason. And so, you know, you're looking at Randolph or Love, and they had Love in here to work out, and I think he's a very skilled player, clearly undersized for, you know, undersized for the five and not particularly explosive for the four. So, you know, perfectly fine, solid pick. I think a little higher than most people would think is probably appropriate. But I think it's that sort of trio, Gordon, Randolph, Love. And I wouldn't be surprised if, given everything, they pick Love out of those three.
Jeff, we are just about out of time, but I've got to ask you before we go. As a Chicagoan, I can tell you that Memphis is one of my favorite cities in the world to visit. But as pro sports franchises go, and just, you know, population size, a second-tier market, not a comment on the city, but just the size, will the city continue to support this team at the rate it's going? Is the love affair with the Grizzlies still there?
Continue to support it would be to suggest they're supporting it now.
Yeah.
there is absolutely, next year is going to be a complete wipeout. I mean, next year there's going to be nobody in the stands, completely turned on the owner. And not only is it a small market, it's a small market that has sort of the equivalent to a pro team in the Memphis Tigers. People don't, they're coached by a former pro. They're run by, you know, the players who are sort of a bunch of mercenaries who come in here, and it feels very much like a pro team. They play in a pro arena. It's not a sort of rah-rah college atmosphere. And so you really have in this small market two very similar products, one of which happens to win every game and one happens to lose every game. And so I think without something dramatic happening, and I think an ownership change would be the first order of business. I mean, basically, Heisley gave away Powell because he didn't want to spend the money anymore. And you're seeing that up and down. So unless you're going to have an ownership change or some stroke of good fortune, I mean, Chris Paul, and that's the comparison. The Hornets were going in the tank. People were saying they definitely won't last in New Orleans. And all of a sudden, Chris Paul comes out of nowhere, and that the future of that franchise is very different. But without something like that happening, in 10 years, they cannot be here. Now, whether that's 5 years or 15 years, but in 10 years, they will not last. But, you know, so the question is, can something like that happen in the next, you know, 5 to 10 years? And that's the big question. I fully expect, by the way, on this point, I expect them to go make a move to try to get up, to go up and get Beasley. I said if they stay put, it'll be one of those three guys. I wouldn't be at all surprised if they try to make a move to get Beasley.
All right, Jeff, we'll keep a very close eye on that. Jeff Calkins of the Memphis Commercial Appeal, thank you so much for joining us. Jim Clemens, good luck, man. Keep on winning. We'll talk to Jimmy next week. We're going to switch over to football in a moment. But first, these commercial words.